Thank you for listening to My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. Donna and Steve. Brittany's filling in for Steve because he is having the time of his life right now.
You know what? He owes us like an edible arrangement.
I think so, too. I don't want fruit, though.
Okay.
I want like savory. I want candy.
Oh, I do like the idea of like a full on like chicken meal.
Chicken meal.
Yeah, like that does sound good. We're working. It's exhausting to cover for Steve.
He's a lot.
He's a lot. I just been going home drained.
Because you're putting in like 120%.
I have to. Doo-doo-doo-bop. Because I got to be Steve.
Doo-doo-doo-bop.
Give me a beat.
It's time to talk music.
I enjoy music.
With Donna Valentine.
Yee-haw!
And Steve Patterson.
You like Huey Lewis on the news?
This is The Beat.
Okay, ACM Awards were on last night. We'll get to those in a moment. I will just tell you, spoiler alert, big winner, entertainer of the year was Luke Bryan. I'll give you all the winners coming up here momentarily and a performance that I would like to listen to together. But first, I would like to see what you think about this, okay?
Okay.
Demi Lovato. Is calling out a Froyo shop. Froyo, short for frozen yogurt.
Thank you.
And she went into a shop this weekend. Okay. This is what happened. And she saw that they were featuring a lot of healthier options, right?
Okay.
And she said that triggered her.
Okay.
Apparently because it made her feel guilty about wanting something more indulgent.
Okay.
So she went to Instagram and she said, I'm finding it extremely hard to order when you have to walk past tons of sugar-free cookies and other quote unquote diet foods before you get to the counter. Do better, please, is what she said. She said this not only enables but praises disordered eating, and then she hashtagged it diet culture vultures.
Wow.
Now, as someone who doesn't think she has an eating disorder, myself, is it bad to have healthy options and the indulgent options trying to service everybody?
Listen, I hate this. I want to combine the word snowflake with Karen in this one because she next leveled it. She's attacking their business model, right?
Right.
Like Froyo in general, I mean, going into a Froyo space is pretty much kind of asking for an alternative to begin with.
Right, because it is an alternative to ice cream.
So you were down with that aspect, but then the moment there was too many, I mean, you're getting so, can anybody just have
what they want?
A business and be okay with like, and you know what? If you're triggered, I feel bad for you. But
yeah,
is that really every company's now obligation is to what? Now put that in a different room, rent out two buildings? What does she want from that?
That's what I was wondering. And of course, you know, I have, you know, feelings for her.
Oh, of course.
And for this triggering her. But it's not their fault that's triggering you, in my opinion. It's confusing, but she's saying that by shoving healthy options in front of people's faces, you're making them feel bad for wanting a real treat, and that people with eating disorders can be extra sensitive to that. Totally get it.
Okay, but you know what, Donna, I'm just going to say it. I'm an alcoholic, and I don't get mad at Applebee's for handing me their margarita list.
Right.
I just have to say, like, that's the way I have to live life is not walking around looking for a reason to be triggered.
Sure.
And I get it. There's things that are triggering, and you deal with them. But to blame a company for their business model, for the way they make money when it's harmless, that's wild. And I want to know what people's responses are. I get that there's going to be.
I do, too.
Yeah, there's going to be different points of view, but I cannot wrap my head around shaming a company for
that. Yeah, I was curious to see what you thought about this, because I was a little confused by it, going, but there are options for everybody everywhere you go.
Yeah.
The grocery store.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to see full-fat potato chips, and then next to them, you're going to see third-less-fat potato chips.
So then in that theory, on that side, if you have too many fattening objects as somebody who maybe wants, let's say you're somebody who's actually trying to actively lose weight, can you get mad at the full-fat options?
Right.
Because there's right. Both sides to this. And
the shop says that they're just trying to cater to everyone.
Yeah.
People who want to indulge and then people who want to cut back. But Demi Lovato isn't satisfied. She said they're not wrong for catering to different needs, but she still stands by her criticism. She says it's about not excluding one demographic to cater to others.
Listen, she's been in the news quite a bit. I think she's going through something. The hashtag do better. That's the kind of stands where you're like, I'm laughing because Donna is stuck in her own sweatshirt. But here's the thing. She's obviously been going through stuff. She's projecting in some weird.
The string from my hoodie got stuck in my glasses. And it was.
You look like such a nerd. Oh, that's it. If we didn't get free lunches, I'd make you give me your lunch money. Oh, that was so distracting and beautiful.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, she's been going through something, and Avi, right? People who post like that, they're not happy. They're not doing well. If you are sitting there harping on some probably family, let alone Froyo place.
Right. And they're like, we're just trying to give everybody something.
Also, we have birthday cake available this month only. Like, trying to throw in a promo at this point. Like,
right. Come and get your Cookie Puss. Do you know who Cookie Puss is?
No.
I thought Grant was going to have to drop that.
Yeah. No, Cookie Puss is a Carvel. It's an East Coast thing. Cookie Puss is like my favorite.
Quit trying to make Cookie Puss happen, Donna. It's never going to happen.
Cookie Puss has happened.
Is it though?
I'll tell you more about him later.
Him? That seems wrong.
There's a reason why I stayed over on the East Coast.
There. Yeah.
Whatever. It's a big thing. I even have a magnet.
Oh, good. That makes it real.
All right. Whatever. Academy of Country Music Awards were on last night. I did not catch them. I went to bed so early, you guys.
I did too.
I'm so tired. Sleep is awesome.
At 9:30, I go to my husband. I said, hey, are you going to bed soon? And he goes, it's not 10 yet.
I went to bed before 9. Yeah.
Who are you?
I don't know.
How do you even, like when there's children still playing audibly outside, do you have a hard time shutting your eyes, or is it just...
You know, I'll tell you, when the neighbors, like, get a hold of me after 9 o'clock, and they're like, hey, do you want to come down? We've got a fire going. You want to have a beer? And I'm like, what is this, a rave? Like 9 o'clock? What? No. Once Judge Judy is off the air, I'm in the house. That's it. Anyway. It's late. What is
it? I get it, man. I wish I could make fun, but yeah, I got an hour later bedtime than you, and so I want to poke fun, but it's really hard.
Yeah. Grant, how about you? What time did you go to bed?
Oh, last night? Around 11. Kind of early for me.
Oh, wow. Really?
Wild child.
Yeah. Dang. All right. Well, here, let me just run down the ACM Award winners.
Yeah.
Entertainer of the Year went to Luke Bryan. Male vocalist, Thomas Rhett. Maren Morris took female vocalist. Vocal group was Old Dominion. Duo went to Dan and Shay. Album of the year. My favorite album of the last 6 months. Chris Stapleton, Starting Over.
Oh.
No, this is interesting because Chris Stapleton's wife normally sings with him, but she couldn't because she had to deliver a baby because she's doulas?
Okay, yeah.
She's a doula, so she couldn't make it to the show, and so Miranda Lambert filled in. I think we have a little clip of these two together.
I don't even know who Chris Stapleton really is.
What?
But I know Maggie's song.
When we come back, though, let's talk about Chris Evans and Lizzo's drunk message and his DMs slipping in there. Justin Timberlake laying low. We got all the stuff. Ouch. Coming up next. Hey, we got to say a quick thanks to Chill Boys for sponsoring this podcast.
And for keeping my groin comfortable. I love Chill Boys. I love their boxer briefs. They are the most comfortable pair of boxer briefs that I've ever slid on to my body. No, I slide them on. You know why I slide them on? Because as they come up over my extremely well-developed thighs, I feel the cooling sensation. You feel it immediately. Donna, you do. You have felt it too. Yeah, they're made for guys, but you've tried them on. You know what I'm talking
about. Yes, women like them too. I like to wear them around the house. They are absolutely the most comfortable pair of underwear that I have ever worn. That's because they source the best high performance and eco-friendly fabrics that the guys behind Chill Boys could find.
Yeah, you know what that fabric is? It's bamboo. You're putting bamboo on your legs. You think it's going to be noisy and clank around like panda food, but it's not. It's very comfortable. I'm telling you, it's the most comfortable undies you'll ever wear.
Bamboo material has natural antibacterial properties, so it'll keep you free from odor. It'll keep you cool down there. That's all I'm going to say about that. Get 15% off your first purchase at chillboys.com.
Use the promo code MYTALK. Chill Boys. Comfort where it counts.
Yeah, girl, don't try it at home. Mm-hmm. I'm a professional. Steve's on vacation, clearly. Brittany's here.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Good times.
We got some... This is how you know that right now we're not at our full potential for news. That celebrities DMing each other are now hitting mainstream media. But I'm here for it.
And Me too.
All this drama started on TikTok, where Lizzo made a TikTok, a little video showing embarrassing and captioning it, "Don't drink and DM kids." And she messaged Chris Evans with these like emojis. It's like an air emoji, somebody dunking, and a basketball. And it was, I guess, her being like, "Yup." It's not that late. It's 5:22 p.m.
Oh, well, it's happy hour.
She's like, And there was no response. She made a TikTok of it and she lived her life. It's not a big deal. But then Chris Evans went ahead and messaged her back and the internet lost their mind.
Oh my God, what did he write back?
He wrote back, one second. He started following her and then said something along the lines of, "Don't worry, we all, no shame in a drunk DM. Kissy face."
Mwah. Oh my God, I love it.
"God knows I've done worse on this app. LOL. Slam head face."
Slam head face.
"Forehead smack."
Oh yeah.
So yeah, that's big hitting news. Chris Evans has messaged Lizzo back, and I will keep us up to date if anything else changes.
You know, it's funny. I always think about, okay, so music is universal, right?
Yeah.
Like everybody loves music. So when you have these huge movie stars, they're exposed to the same music that anybody else is.
Yeah.
So they're also fans of these people. So who's to say that Chris Evans isn't freaking out that Lizzo knows who he is?
Well, everybody knows Chris Evans is a butt guy. He said it famously in an interview.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And that audio goes everywhere. So anytime anyone wants to give up on squats, you remember that audio, that interview, and you keep going on squats.
Is Chris Evans your favorite Chris?
Ever?
Just out of the Chris's
out
right
of the
now.
Chris, I mean,
Chris. Mine is Chris Pine. To me, he's everything.
I think he's one of my favorite Chris's. I haven't really thought about it. I thought you were going to say favorite Avenger, which I can get my head around, but I'm having a trouble, like, Christopher Walken? Is
Chris
he one of
them? Pratt.
It's like the Chris Pratt, no. Chris Pine, Chris Evans. Chris Hemsworth.
Oh,
the big ones right now.
Ooh. Hemsworth is pretty cute.
Oh, man.
But I like Chris Evans. There's something about his sense of humor and his relationship with other cast members that I like. I'm here for.
I'm all about Pine.
Even though, like, Captain America is probably my least favorite Avengers just because he's so righteous. But I'm Captain America.
Really?
Yeah. It's like, I gotta do the right thing.
USA.
I like mine a little bit on, like, you know, Iron Man-esque, where they're kind of naughty too.
Oh.
Where they got the ego and they party.
Sure. So. Okay. When I first saw, the only thing I've ever seen Chris Evans is Knives Out.
Oh, yeah.
And I didn't know who he was. I'm like, who is this guy? Is he one of the Baldwin brothers?
Cable knit sweater heaven.
He looks a lot like Billy. You're right.
He looks like Billy Baldwin.
Wow. He's got that hair, especially in Knives Out, too.
I was like, I didn't know Billy Baldwin was still working.
You may remember from a little 2001 film with Anna Faris, What's Your Number? He was the love interest in that as well.
Never
that was kind of before
it.
He blew up. It's a really problematic film about if you have a certain number of sexual partners, you're unwanted in some way.
Oh.
And so she tries to avoid hitting a certain number because you're less likely to find out. I don't know. But it was a
who's ever telling the truth about that?
Oh, and by 2001, right. I mean 2011, it was a problematic couple of years for our history. I think that's a good thing to look back and go, ooh, not great.
I do like her, though.
Love her.
Love. And what's the deal with Justin Timberlake now? Is he laying low?
That's a great question.
Thank you.
Okay, so I don't know, but they're making a big deal out of it. So Jessica Biel has been working on this project that she really wants to promote. And it's some show they're doing, doesn't even matter. She's part of the production, or not the production, but producing it. Cruel Summer is the show, whatever, doesn't matter. But anyways, she's been kind of on and off social media, but not really showing anything about herself, because as you know, Justin Timberlake is in this like kind of timeout, but kind of self put in timeout. Like nobody formally said he had to go on a timeout, but after his terrible apology that he screenshot on the Notebook app, people were not feeling him. And so he's kind of disappeared.
That was from the Notebook app?
Yeah, that was from the Note app that he took a screenshot of.
I didn't know that that's where he wrote it. Okay, that's funny.
He like wrote it up like between, you know, episodes of The Office.
And this is stemming from that, his co-star in Palmer being caught in New Orleans, like being flirty with her.
Well, the real thing is Framing Britney, where people, they kind of lay out where Justin Timberlake hasn't really been a big supporter of his female anything, you know,
right,
Janet Jackson stuff and Britney Spears stuff. And there wasn't really accountability with his I'm sorry. And he really just threw them both like, hey, I'm sorry to Janet Jackson and Britney Spears. And people were not here for that. So he put himself kind of in this weird timeout, but not formally, but enough that now we're noticing
that he's posted, not around.
Yeah, she posted of their family and we're like, whoa, okay. Is he
in the picture?
Yeah, I don't know. So,
JT is a naughty, naughty boy.
I'll keep you up to date, but mostly on the Lizzo, Chris Evans DM thing. I'm going to work on that.
All right, cool. We got to play the College of Pop Culture Knowledge. Give us a call, 651-641-1071. Guess who's going to win?
You know, sometimes the hardest part about going to the gym is literally going to the gym. That's where the Y comes in. When you become a YMCA of the North member, you get free access to Virtual Y. 5 to 6 live streams daily on fitness, well-being, cooking, and more. Plus, if you join by April 30th, you'll get $0 enrollment and a free personal training session, too. Go to ymcanorth.org.
Donna and Steve on My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. Steve is on vacation, so I actually have a chance at this game. Although you are giving me a run for my money,
what
Brittany.
Are we at? 2 for 2. I've been here 4 days. And so the one that's up on YouTube, the Real Housewife one, my family is very disappointed in me.
Why? You did great. You didn't come up with.
I didn't bring home the gold.
Yeah.
And it's for Real Housewives. So I'm shamed out of a lot
that
of things.
That timer really is scary.
You guys both essentially got the same amount correct. You were just a second behind the timer on the Vicky, the OG, OC.
Yeah, just I don't know.
Can I get a score?
The current score?
Yeah.
Well, with your win now, I believe it's 41-31 is where we're at right now with Steve coming back. 41-31.
It's time to attend the College of Pop Culture Knowledge.
It's like quiz ball.
3 trivia questions to find out who's smarter. Donna.
Donna's a smart one.
Or Steve.
His brain ain't right, but it's fun.
And here's your host, I am Grant.
I want to see how smart you are.
All right, how are we doing today, guys?
Not great.
Not great? Why, you nervous?
I hate this part of the show.
Oh, come on.
I love it. I love listening to it. It's my favorite part. It's one thing. As a listener, it's way more enjoyable. You get to be in your car and think.
Shout answers out.
Yeah.
Go, come on, you dummy.
Come on,
so
dummy.
Easy.
Well, let's ask Robert. Robert, what do you think? Do you like playing or do you like listening more?
Robert.
Robert. Robert, you there?
Hey-o.
So do you like participating in the game more or playing from home? I think you've played before, haven't you?
I have not played this game before.
I was incorrect. My apologies. So are you excited to play?
I will try and channel Steve as best I can, so suck it.
There we go. There we go. All right, Robert. Well, you're going to help either Brittany or Donna out today, and you can pick after I tell you today's topic. And today's topic is, we're going to call it Name That Network. Name That Network. Now, it can be not one of the five majors. Cables, include streaming networks. It's not just your ABC, NBC, Fox, okay? So now that we know that, Robert, I'm going to kind of go down that pipeline. Do you want to play with Brittany or Donna?
Since I've met Donna in person at the St. Paul Hotel bar one time with Marnie, I'm going to pick her.
Oh, that'd been so funny if he's like, since I met her, I'm going Brittany. Like,
we were at the bar, right? Sitting at the bar.
You bet.
I remember that. Hi. That was fun. I can't remember why. Oh, we were looking for Johnny Depp, I think.
Yes, exactly.
I think we were looking for Johnny Depp. Why was he in town? Do you remember?
Starkey Foundation.
Yes.
Oh, look at you guys.
Yes. Oh, my God. I love it. Okay, let's do this.
Brittany,
I'm out of here. Get out of here.
All right, Robert. So you know that, like I said to them, make sure you think of all of our networks, our cable networks, our streaming networks. And it may not be an answer for a network. It may be just around a network. So just giving you a little bit of a heads up. And we'll come back to you at the end when we want to see if you can help out Donna in any way. Okay, Robert?
Got it.
All right, bud. Hold on for us. And Donna, let's do this.
Okay.
Boardwalk Empire starred Steve Buscemi and is set primarily in Atlantic City, New Jersey. What network produced and aired this series?
I think it was Showtime.
Roseanne originally aired on what network from 1988 to 1997?
I think it was ABC.
And Brooklyn Nine-Nine originally aired on Fox from 2013 to 2018. After Fox canceled the show, what network picked it up?
I think, it's either Paramount or Comedy Central. I'm going to say Comedy Central. I am not sure about any of these answers, so...
Well, that's why we've got Robert here.
You got it.
So, Robert, do you want to help her out on that first one? Boardwalk Empire was on what network? It was produced and aired on what network? It starred Steve Buscemi, and it was about primarily set in Atlantic City, New Jersey. She said Showtime.
I love that you're telling us that answer is wrong.
I think it's HBO.
Well, he knew that. Okay.
Okay.
And Roseanne originally aired. Do you want to change or add anything to what she said for when?
Nope. She's right with ABC on that one.
And Brooklyn Nine-Nine aired on Fox originally from 2013 to 2018.
Fox currently airs on NBC.
Okay.
Oh, really?
Robert, you're good to go?
All right.
Yeah, I'm good.
All right, well, let's get Brittany. Go get Brittany. So what's on the docket for you today, bud? Anything fun? Anything special? How was your weekend? You got anything you can share?
I'm actually a ship shopper.
Oh, that's got to be fun at times, right? Get out and about a lot, driving around?
Exactly.
What do you do? I missed it.
Grocery store delivery, shut.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Are you very good at it? Because I have a friend who always orders from Shipt, and she says that people are so particular, you know, about their bananas.
I'm very good. The customer, I give them every opportunity to get exactly what they're looking for.
Excellent.
You just asked him, are you very good at your job? Like, what is he going to say, Donna?
I'm terrible.
No, I'm not.
That's terrible.
That's what I'd say if you asked, but especially after this.
He seems like a man of details after his answer, so I'm sure he's fantastic.
Oh, no.
Just a little psych out there, Brittany. All right. Rob, we'll come back to you, okay, Robert?
Oh.
Got it.
All right. Let's go, Brittany. Boardwalk Empire starred Steve Buscemi and is set primarily in Atlantic City, New Jersey. What network produced and aired this show?
The TLC.
Roseanne originally aired on what network from 1988 to 1997?
CBS.
Brooklyn Nine-Nine originally aired on Fox from 2013 to 2018. After Fox canceled the show, what network picked it up?
Hulu. I love the way you're delivering it.
Completely.
Final answers. Lock it in. I so rarely watch normal TV. When I was out there, I wasn't even trying to remember things, names.
Did you say for the first one, TLC?
Yes, she did. No, she said TLC.
I literally told myself, just say three letters, Brittany, when you don't know it.
Well, it was in fact HBO, and I do not believe Boardwalk Empire would have been on TLC. If it would have, we would have definitely had some upset children for sure.
Well, it is the learning channel, and we do need to learn.
Yeah, I don't know if they want to learn about mobsters that way, but yes, we can.
No,
we can.
Yeah.
Yeah, Boardwalk Empire was a very...
No, I know it's naughty. Yeah. Like, I'm trying to figure out what TLC stands for. I'm
it's
on
the Learning
a different,
Channel.
Is it? Or maybe it's Tender Loving Care? I don't know.
Well, it used to be the Learning
it's
Channel.
It's the Learning Channel.
Yeah, okay. All right, and then Roseanne originally aired on ABC, not CBS. You were kind of close, I guess, with
did
CBS.
Did Donna get that right?
Donna did get that one correct.
It's the only one I got right without Robert.
Robert,
I don't know.
Robert did save us with HBO, by the way. The first one was HBO, so he did save
I
you.
I said Showtime.
She said so, Showtime. And lastly, Brooklyn Nine-Nine originally aired on Fox, and it was picked up by NBC up until this year, and this is its final season. Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
NBC, that's owned by Hulu, isn't it? No?
Were you thinking of Reno 911?
Nice try, Robert. Thank
no.
you.
You think that I thought the wrong thing of Robert? Whatever. Enjoy your time. I'm out of here.
No, Brittany, stay. We have another hour and a half.
Oh, yes.
Brittany, we love you. But
I love you.
But suck it.
But suck it. I will suck it.
Oh, well, gosh, Robert, we got Robert. You a nice My Talk t-shirt, all right? But thanks for playing along.
Wonderful.
Good job. Good
Thank
job.
Thank you for getting me a win. Yay.
Mazel.
Okay, that was hard.
That was very hard.
I didn't know Brooklyn 911 was like on. Is that on?
Brooklyn 99.
I'm sorry, Brooklyn 99.
Yes.
Is that the Andy Samberg?
Yes.
Yeah.
I've never seen that ever anywhere on my guide.
I'm pretty sure I watch it on Hulu is why I said Hulu.
Yeah.
But it's like old episodes. It's like the first season. They're like teaser until you have to commit.
But Hulu gives you access to a lot of the
Oh, I know, main Grant. Yeah. I know. The funny thing is Grant was so sweet. He's like, I think you thought this. It's like, no, I just had no idea. Like, I know what Boardwalk Empire is.
Well, do you guys want to do the tiebreaker at all, or do you want to give a tip?
Yeah.
No, right. We don't have any tips.
Well, we're worthless.
I don't know. I got something, whatever.
Should we bring Robert on for the tiebreaker?
Sure.
All right. Robert, Brittany, you want to play the tiebreaker with us, Robert?
Yeah, bet.
All right, here we go. If you know that, just say your name. Friends was a must-see TV sitcom that ran from 1994.
Donna. NBC.
I knew it. I knew it was tricky.
He's tricky.
I knew it was tricky.
I didn't care.
Okay. Friends was a must-see TV sitcom that ran from 1994 to 2004. The cast of Friends recently wrapped up shooting the reunion special that is set to air on what network?
Robert. HBO Max.
There you go, buddy.
Wow, Robert.
Earning that t-shirt. Nice job.
You're the man.
Congratulations, Robert.
I would let him buy my groceries any day.
Robert.
Any day.
Thanks.
All right. Have a good day, Robert. Thank you so much.
Must be
you
nice, too. Robert.
Hold on, buddy.
Hey, quit harassing
Here I am, shirtless pretty much, since I can't ever win. You know what they say? The cobbler's son wears bad shoes. I say that all the time.
Because they don't want to take their work home with them.
Yeah, right?
Something.
It's spot on.
Right.
Okay.
You know, I kind of have a tip.
All right, let's hear it.
All right, wait. First, I got to find my time for a tip.
Time for a tip.
What?
Everybody on the show getting tipsy. Everybody on the show getting tipsy. Everybody on the show getting tipsy. Everybody on the show getting tipsy.
Bampy, damp, 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 damp.
I always get lightheaded on that.
Right? That's good, though. This is the opinion of one person, I guess, so don't put too much stock into this. So, someone who recently quit their job at McDonald's got on Reddit to reveal various secrets most people don't know. Just, I will tell you this, they say that Sundays are the worst day to eat fast food.
Why?
I don't know if I should say.
I can tell you why, I bet.
Why?
Delivery is probably on Monday for fresh food.
They say senior management is never there.
Oh.
They got a rest.
That's not a good reason to hear at all. That makes me wonder what they're doing.
They get new shipments on Tuesdays. So on Monday, some of the ingredients might not be as fresh, but I'm okay with that.
Listen, if I'm eating fast food, I don't care.
Yeah, there's no worry if I'm going that route anyway.
I know, it's true. Yeah, I'm fine. I mean, It's fine. You're fine.
I also saw this TikTok not that long ago of a woman who's a former hotel employee.
Yeah.
Who was saying don't ever like wrap yourself in the top
blanket
bedding.
Yeah.
Is it bedding?
Yeah.
They don't wash it.
It's the first thing I take off.
Yeah, because they can't wash that all the time.
And everybody goes in there and lays on it with their shoes on. Oh, that's
no, and those dirty, filthy remotes.
You guys, I'm disgusting. Like,
no, I assume we're all disgusting.
I just, like, my husband is just a constant reminder that I'm disgusting. Because I'll, like, be like, oh, chill room, and, like, jump on there right away. And, like, I just feel like I am the person you guys are always talking about. It makes me feel both seen and judged at the same time.
Yeah, hey, but, you know.
We act high and mighty, but I'm sure that we all have our own demons in our
thoughts. Disgusting. Yeah, like I mean, like, think of all, like, the holes we have.
I know.
Like, in our face, so in our many. Head.
Just can't even keep track of
in
them.
In our torso.
So many holes.
Right? There's so many. Like, what's up with that?
I can't sit full accountable for all of my holes. I don't know. I can't. I don't know what they're,
like,
all doing.
Why do they put, like, this
so
thing
many.
Over your mouth
so
that
many holes.
Can easily drip? You know?
Yeah. Like, should it should face it upward.
Right. It should be upside. It's like it's upside down.
She's talking about our nose,
all right,
by the way.
Grant, get God on the horn, please.
Please. AKA probably Robert.
I could bring him back.
Just talk so highly of him. Oh, Robert knew everything.
He did. He
Robert
did
was great. Day. I love Robert. Anyway, we got to go. Thank you for playing along at home. We appreciate it. Closing the gap. There's only nine. I'm only nine wins away from a tie, right? Mm-hmm. Oh, God.
Yes.
All right. Oh, God. Kourtney and Travis Barker. Kourtney Kardashian, Travis Barker. They are a thing. Brittany thinks they're cute. We'll tell you why. And The Bachelor is overproduced. This just in. We'll discuss coming up next. Good morning. Welcome back to the show. The Donna and Steve Show on My Talk 107.1. Everything entertainment. You can take us anywhere. Just, you know, download the app, man.
But don't take us in the bathroom.
Yeah, I do.
JK, take us. I don't care.
Take us.
I'll come with.
I listen to Jason and Alexis every morning in my bathroom.
And then you know what?
Do what I do.
Go. Do what Donna does.
Well, I'm getting ready. I'm not, like, sitting on the can.
I mean, you're doing all of the things.
I'm not opposed to it.
Right.
Anyway, download the app and you can win fabulous prizes and listener rewards. So check those out too. Okay, so this is a very interesting couple.
It is. We are talking Travis Barker and Kourtney Kardashian. People have strong feelings about the Kardashians, but just take a break from your hate for 2 seconds. I think this might be a very, very cute couple. Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker are all about recently showing all the love for each other, including kind of on the edge of a naughty pic of Kourtney on the bed. And you can see that Travis's shadow of hand is slapping her butt. They say it's not safe for work, but unless you work at a daycare, this picture is not that naughty. So don't worry about it. And then there's another one, a picture, Kourtney Kardashian's Instagram of Travis Barker with a Kourtney tattoo.
Oh.
Which would mean a lot for a lot of people, but unfortunately for Travis, or not unfortunately, but in this case, it doesn't really mean that much. He's got a lot of tattoos. I think that's like what he does when you meet him.
It almost looks right. Hi. I'm Donna. All right, I got to go to the tattoo
parlor.
How
do you spell it?
All right. It almost looks like it was Photoshopped, that one. And can I tell you, I love the nails.
Oh, she's got these
beautiful nails.
It's like flower hearts things, and they're... That's one thing when I watch them, I get... If I'm watching for too long, like a marathon, I start thinking...
Jealous.
Should I have insanely long nails as well?
I don't like the pointy, super, super long pointy things like that Billie Eilish does.
I do. I like the look of them. My life is not aligned with that.
I do like these because they look more natural.
Oh.
Of course, I'll post this for everybody so you can see what we're talking about. No, these look lovely. These look very pretty.
I couldn't even... My lifestyle is so gross and like dogs and poop with dogs and all this stuff. It's like I could never. But in some alternate universe, Brittany is rocking these nails because they're so cool.
I those long ones, I don't get it. How do you put your contacts in?
How do you pick up...
How do you type?
How do you pick up
your
change?
Baby?
How do you pick up a quarter from a counter?
How do you change your baby's diaper?
Everyone always asks, how do you wipe? But
there we go.
I mean, you figure it out. Oh, what do you think about this couple, Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker?
I think it's very cute.
Yeah, there's something about it. Well, it's
funny. I like him.
Me too.
He posted a oh, like a little tutorial with his daughter. Was that him?
Yeah, yeah. They were, I think...
They were doing makeup cover-up.
Yes.
And she was showing how you could cover up tattoos. And his daughter has those ginormous long nails.
Yeah.
And she's too young to be wearing makeup anyway, but it's cute.
Yeah, she was showing that with makeup you could cover up his tattoos. And so he does a full... he's got all the tattoos on the face. And so she was using that. It was a pretty cute video, I agree. As the Kardashians go, she's my favorite because she's deadpan.
I like her too a lot.
Pretty ruthless.
She's composed.
Yeah.
I think.
She got in a physical fight with Kim. That's also interesting.
Oh, I did not know that.
It was barely physical.
Is she the oldest?
She is, I believe. I think she's older than
Kim. How old do you think she is? Like,
I think she's 44? 42.
Okay.
So, yeah, they're pretty adorable. I think they actually go well together. You know, she's never really been that poppy, and he's, I think, a little bit goofy for her, which is lovely.
Okay, I have a question. What is with Scott Disick?
I don't...
And all these young women that he dates? Dating, like, a 19-year-old now.
Okay, so, yeah, that is...
A baby.
That is wild. And it's weird that we're not... talking about that as like I think the Kardashians just run the place because they have buried that lead quite well. He's been dating 20-year-olds for the past, I don't know, 5-6 years.
Because I think he thinks he's young. Like, don't get me wrong, we all do, but sometimes you do have to take a look at the numbers.
Yeah.
Like, now he's dating Lisa Rinna's kid, I think.
No!
Yeah, Amelia Hamlin.
Oh, I love Amelia!
Yep, so those two are dating. She's maybe 19 years old. Oh. Maybe.
They hinted at this at the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Yes, they did in the trailer.
And that's just all coming full circle for me at this exact moment.
Like, if I were someone's dad, like, I remember when I was 19, I was dating a 27-year-old, but I told my parents that he was 21. Hmm. And I guess my dad was like, how old is this guy?
Really?
You know?
Really?
Lily did this. When we first started dating, I found out that her parents thought we were like 3 years apart in the beginning. And then it went to like 5 years. And we're really 9 years apart.
Yeah.
But she did not tell her parents that I was as old as I was.
How old was she when you started dating?
She was 20, just turned 22. She was 20.
So you would have been 31?
Yeah, I was just turning. Yeah, we're 9 years. We're about a month apart in our birthdays, but opposite in the year. So she's in November, I'm October.
Oh.
So we're 9 years apart, and there was definite, I mean, I still think that was weird, though. I mean, but I've told you before, and I'm sorry to go on about this. Lily, at the time, was a vet tech.
Mature.
Very mature for her age. Yeah. She wasn't like in the middle of college. She was out of college, already working for almost a year and a half. So she was more actually mature than me. I wasn't even working that well as she was at the time.
Here's what I do. I always go, where was I? Let's say she's 21. 3 years ago, she was just graduating high school.
Yeah.
I always go, where was I 3 years ago? Oh, I was living in a different city, working at a different place. You know what I mean? And I'm like, oh.
I know.
It's wild, too, because... I mean, 9 years, nothing. That's nothing. I don't want you to think anything of that.
No,
nobody cares about that, Grant. Don't worry.
Oh, trust me, we don't. So
I mean, no. So it's just wild to think. So Kourtney Kardashian started hanging out with Addison Rae, who was like 20 years younger, and they were just friends. And people were very judgmental. What would you have in common with somebody 20 years younger than you?
Oh, we barely have stuff in common. We're 9 years apart, to be honest with you. So, yeah.
And so the fact that Kourtney got in, like, a lot of criticism for her just having a friend 20 years younger, but yet Scott doesn't... Nobody seems to blink an eye that he's dating a 19-year-old.
There was a Bieber story, too, where he was kind of hanging out with Kourtney for a while.
Wild.
Crazy. We gotta go.
Let's get out of here.
I know.
Bye.
I'll buy you lunch. All right. No, no. We gotta come back.
You got our hour.
Oh,
Grant
really?
Has a dirt alert, and I'll tell you about some money that Amazon just spent.
Perfect. My time.